Chapter 1. Building relationships is crucial to a private investigator. Be careful who you stomp on, and even more careful who you trust. Grudges have long memories, from The Working Man's Guide to Sleuthing for a Living, an unpublished manuscript by Albert Taylor, P.I. "Who is she?" my latest client, one Wendy McMurphy, asked in an even tone as she stared at the photographs in front of her. I mumbled stupidly, unwilling to answer. Sure, I was her PI, her information guru, the woman who'd had to climb on top of a dumpster in suede boots to get the money shot. But Mrs. McMurphy looked like a woman on the edge. Her too calm facade made every hair on the back of my neck stand on end. She's a professional. Bloodshot brown eyes studied me.
A professional what?
An escort. She didn't respond, and I cleared my throat, preparing to clarify. You know, a lady of the night, high-class call girl, the world's oldest profession. My gaze flicked to the photo. I had the other woman's identity and not just the nickname I'd mentally tagged her with as I'd followed her and Mr. McMurphy all over Boston. Bottle blonde with the fake boobs, BBWFB for short, was a call girl. One of many Mr. McMurphy had doinked. Though I had only become a PI recently, I'd learned that the more information I obtained on behalf of the client, the stronger the case Len, a.k.a. Leonard Copeland, a.k.a. my boss, could argue in court.
"You're telling me my husband paid this woman for sex?"
Mrs. McMurphy had crazy eyes. I winced. She was too quiet, too accepting of the photo where her spouse of 7 years played hide the salami with BBWFB in a vacant apartment he was supposed to be showing to potential renters. Even I had curled my lip in revulsion at the level of scum, and not just what I'd had to scrape off my boots later. And this was my payoff, watching this woman's last hope that her husband wasn't cheating die a sad and lonely death. How long until I turned on the TV to see the clip? Newbie PI responsible for escort massacre, film at 11. I exchanged a glance with Len, hoping he would help defuse Mrs. M before she blew a gasket. Len was an aged southern gentleman who used his frail appearance to disguise his razor-sharp wit. In the 3 months I had worked with him, Len had yet to lose a case in court. And he was much better at talking a woman down from a ledge than my too blunt and tactless self.
"That's not really the issue."
Len's soft drawl was kind and sincere.
"We agreed to hire Mackenzie in order to obtain proof that your husband was having an affair. She has done so. Now, I know this must be quite a shock. Why don't you head home and take your time deciding how to proceed? I'll see you out."
He rose and shuffled around the desk, taking her gently by the elbow, though the words sounded like a suggestion they really weren't. Len had opened up a path for Mrs. McMurphy, one other than the slippery slope to a homicidal bloodbath.